Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 333, The Equilibrium, here on another Factual Friday. And today's episode, we're talking about thoughts that impact our happiness. We often forget that a lot of things are beyond our control, and sometimes that can cloud our judgment and how we enjoy life and experiences. We get so caught up in our own world and emotions, and often forget that not everything is as important as it seems. Now, with that being said, let's get right into it. Our first thought is, life isn't fair or kind to me. It's so easy to feel like, woe is me, or why does this always happen to me? And trust me, I've fallen into that loop way too many times. Now, we may have this idea of what our lives should be like or what we want to happen, and while we may believe that we're setting out a really good plan for success, this actually can trap us into over-contemplation of our futures and lead us to critically judge our pasts. And the reality is that the universe and nature will always find its own path. Repeating things like, oh, like life isn't fair, it only makes it feel worse. You know, it puts you in a really tough position and makes it feel like the world is such a terrible place. So do what is in your control and the rest is up to fate. Now, number two on our thoughts is, this wasn't supposed to happen. And as said previously, we have an idea that our lives should be a certain way, though nobody can really tell what the future has in store for us. We can set ourselves up to be in the best positions, and even then we can still experience setbacks. Setbacks are meant to teach us lessons and help us grow to be wiser. And what feels like a door that has closed on us often may be a door to a better opportunity waiting to open. I can say that no matter how many times my anxiety has driven me to prepare for scenarios in my life or planned from A to Z, no matter how perfect and foolproof it felt, whatever turns my life decided to take were meant to be on my path. Take the pandemic as an example. Many people were set to graduate, get married, take a vacation, or even take the next step in their careers. And the pandemic was a huge event that we never anticipated on happening. Though it helped so many people feel motivated to change careers and, you know, get back to school, enjoy the simple things in life, and even teach us that life is too short for worries. Live today and be where your feet are. Now, my third thought is, I should be happy all the time. This is a thought I constantly used to have, and it made me feel like I was such a Debbie Downer. When I was severely depressed and anxious, I felt the need to isolate myself from everyone because everyone who noticed I was down would try to cheer me up by saying things like, you should be happy, or what do you have to be so sad about? And the impression that we should be happy all the time is a hoax. We're entitled to our feelings even if they don't make sense in the moment that we're in. I would be out with my friends at my favorite restaurants having an amazing time, but in reality, I felt empty or sad, and I felt so guilty for this. And if you've ever been in a position like this, please don't shame yourself. If anything, it should be embraced and acknowledged, because the more you suppress it and ignore emotions, the more they want to be seen and heard. And now our fourth thought is, happiness is achieved externally and not created internally. Now, in the media, it's really easy to count the materialistic things and say, if I had this, I would be happier. Or if I had this body, I would wear more of the clothes I like. And I always like to say that comparison is the thief of joy, and it's really something I'm still trying to teach myself. When I start to downgrade my beauty, value, or intelligence, I try to remember that phrase. If I'm alone, I say it out loud, and if I'm in public, I try to gently whisper it to myself. Repeating that phrase has really changed a lot about my vision on self-love and how much I appreciate the person I am. This can be seen as a small form of gratitude, which is important to practice because happiness is created within and not bought. And now I already know what you're gonna say, or what you're already saying is, I'm sure we'd all be much happier with more money in the bank, a beautiful car in the driveway, or a house on the hills. But those things can only go so far until they burn out and lose value too. And now for my fifth and final thought is, I can't create a happy future with an unhappy past. I'm sure I'm not the only person a part of a family that believes in generational curses or karma, and I was told not to dream big, but to dream practically. To be okay with a quaint home and food on the table is perfectly fine. While those are beautiful things to cherish because many of us are more fortunate than we think, it's okay to want something different for yourself or feel like you deserve something good despite your past. You have the ability to shape your future and carve a path out for yourself. Just because you've made mistakes doesn't mean you deserve bad things, and just because many people you know have grown to stay within their comfort zones doesn't mean you have to put yourself in that box too. Truthfully, if you want more for yourself, it's up to you to do what you can to initiate change. Now, gratitude plays a large role in our happiness, and one way we can take control over our happiness is how we view our situations and appreciating where we are. We can practice gratitude by creating a list of things we were grateful for in a day, or taking the time to meditate, or even a simple thank you to someone we love and appreciate. And on that note, I'd like to thank everyone who continues to keep up with me. Your support means the world to me, and to know that I'm helping at least one person with these episodes is so heartwarming. I truly believe it's my purpose to share my knowledge and experience and serve the world. I love you guys, and I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Factual Friday. If you have any comments, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram or leave a voice message on Anchor. Don't forget to participate in this week's poll if you're on Spotify, and leave a rating or review if you have the time, because it really helps me to improve the podcast and grow in my own experience and practice. Thank you for tuning in, and as always, I'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys.